Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Friday!
Both of our computers logging in were awkwardly slow.
So slow.
Like mired in a swamp.
Uh-huh.
So I just have a feeling that that might be somebody's day this morning. So let's just boost it up.
Waking up just a little bit.
Notch it up one more.
Tired.
Yeah.
Hey, hang in there, baby.
For whatever reason.
Friday's here.
You got your excuses?
Sure.
Could have been double bubble last night. Could have been karaoke. I don't know.
Double bubble?
Yeah. Two for ones. Double bubble. You've never heard it called double bubble?
Just the gum.
I have a feeling your upbringing around alcohol was a lot different than my upbringing around alcohol.
Yeah. Double bubble? I've never heard this phrase.
Double bubble.
Nope.
Yeah, it's like if you go between the hours of 4 and 6, 2 for 1s, they call it the double bubble hour. My mom loved double bubble so much that it would get to the point she would have trouble pronouncing double bubble.
But she loved it still.
She did.
But the love remained.
And you can have 4 old fashions in like an hour and a half if you play your game.
That's right. Right? If you play the game,
you play
double bubble.
Right? You've never heard double bubble.
Ever.
Wow.
No. I've heard 2 for 1s. I've heard happy hours. Never double,
double bubble. Yeah.
Was that a Washington thing?
I think it's elsewhere. I think you could, if you start asking around,
okay,
find people of my generation.
You're not that far off.
That's true.
I never heard it?
Again, I just, depends on the circles in which you grew up or.
And is it like people say it to each other? It's not like it's going to be something that's advertised. We got double
bubble. It's advertised. Yeah.
What?
No, it's not like a password or a code.
I thought you were talking about bubble gum. Hubba bubba, double bubble, bubble gum.
No? Double bubble, 2 for 1 drinks. Double bubble.
Okay. You learned something new. Look at this.
Yes, you do.
Huh. But you know what? Now that sounds great.
Double bubble hour?
A little double bubble. It's Friday. Why not?
We still have bars in town that serve the third shifters, right? Who'd be getting off now.
Yeah. Yeah.
There used to be checkers used to do that on our side of town. Maybe they still do. I don't know.
I know.
I've never worked that shift.
You know what? We should send producer Ben to investigate.
See, there's double bubble right now down the hill at Checkers.
Ben, go find it. Double bubble somewhere in this
but
town.
But if you take a station vehicle, we'll have to come pick you up. Because that's the rule of the building.
It's a good rule.
It's a great rule.
Especially since technically he's starting his day.
Also, that's a good rule. But he's doing it for work.
It's a business double bubble.
We're sending him around town to find 6 a.m. double bubbles for work.
Yes.
Now I feel like the Green Gables should have it.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
Right. Right. Right?
Sometimes when I take my back route in, I'll pass the Green Gable. They're not open.
They're not? Okay. I'm like,
they're not open at 4 or whatever when I'm driving past it.
I was trying to remember because back in the day when I used to drive by there all the time. Like, I don't know if they're open.
No, I don't think
so. We're going to have to find a double bubble.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somewhere.
If we do or what bars are open now. And then if they do have, because again, it's like the upside down, right?
Yeah.
This would be somebody 6 p.m. if they work the third shift.
Totally.
Yeah. They'd be certain. They'd be looking for a double bubble.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you if you are in the market for a double bubble right now.
Hope you find your double bubble. May you.
And, and the Olympics start today, too. We've got special coverage coming up later this morning with our very own correspondent.
I don't know if we have to call him Tony Milan or Tony Milano.
I don't know.
I learned today that in Italy, Milan, which is what I always thought the town was named, the city, is actually Milano there.
In Italy.
In Italy.
In Italian.
Yes. So if you're seeing the Olympics advertised in Milan or Milano, it's the same location.
Milano Cortano.
Yes.
Which is a different. There's two towns that are kind of sharing responsibility.
Tony Milan Milano will be joining us at 7:35 this morning.
And the opening ceremonies are happening in Milan.
That's tonight on NBC and Peacock, right?
Yeah, can't wait to see all of the majesty. I believe Mariah Carey will be performing, Andrea Bocelli. And of course, the part of the Olympics that we all look forward to, the competition, of course, the camaraderie, but that medaling ceremony when you get that moment that you've all been working for. Your gold, your silver, your bronze medal placed around your neck. How much are they worth?
I don't think I've ever heard a dollar amount.
I know.
First of all, are they solid?
I've heard. No. Sean Johnson.
Plated?
Had some medals that she said were kind of losing their luster.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember we had a conversation
There's
with
no
her?
Way you could afford a solid gold for the price of gold right now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's just an outer layer. So, I mean, they have value.
Yeah, yes, certainly.
Because they are an Olympic medal, right? And that has value. But if you melt them down, not so much. The gold medals are just, are not solid. The outer layer is gold.
Okay.
The rest of it is silver, like actual silver.
Oh, really?
So if you melt down a gold medal, Olympic gold medal.
You get silver.
Yep.
What alchemy?
I don't know about the alchemy, but I know about the price. You'd have about $2,300.
Per medal.
Per gold medal.
Okay.
Which is actually silver.
So then the silver is all silver?
The silver, yes.
It
but
better be.
It seems like it should be about the same value because
yes.
they're both the same size. But the silver medals only have a $1,400 value.
Hmm.
Because it, I don't know.
Well, the price of gold is higher. And
true.
I guess.
And you do have that layer.
And this is where this is legit a Greg Hansen question. If you are melting down a gold-plated silver object, can you separate the gold from the silver? I wouldn't know how to. How would you do that?
I don't know.
Because to me, it'd be like melt, like they'd just be in a mixing bowl.
Yes.
Right?
Mix it all together?
Yeah.
Or do you have to like flake it off first?
Good.
Get a mini power washer?
Maybe.
Something like that?
There's got to be a chemical that would just take the gold off. I don't know. These are good, Greg
Gold
Hansen.
Begun?
These are Dr. Hansen questions. Gold
Dr.
begun.
Greg, help us. But bronze medals, man, they're actually made of copper, not bronze. Worth way less than the gold.
Oh, of course.
Way less. You could like get a Big Mac. $5? $5.60?
Stop right there.
Can't be real.
Give me the gold medal again.
Gold medals, $2,300.
Silver is $1,000-something?
Mm-hmm.
And the bronze medal is $5?
$5.60.
Get out of here.
I know. Like,
I don't think I would want to know that if I was an athlete. You just trained your entire life for that medal, and it's like not your shoes are worth more.
I paid more for my shoes.
The coffee you got at Starbucks in the Italian Olympic Village is worth more than that medal you just got.
Yeah, I got a venti, and it's
That's
worth
crazy.
More than my bronze medal from the Olympic Games.
$5?
Come on.
Poor people.
No kidding.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You and I are good community members, right?
Yes, we are.
And I'm going with the see something, say something. Acknowledge the cool, the greatness that happens in our community. A first ever of its kind event yesterday.
Yeah?
The Corridor Middle School Show Choir Expo.
When and where was that?
So hosted at Coe College in Sinclair Auditorium.
Awesome.
I, of course, learned about it because my daughter was participating.
Yes.
I thought this was the coolest event. They had middle school show choirs from across Cedar Rapids, Marion, invited. Come, do your performance, let people see your show, and then we'll have some people who are experts. We have a college level vocal coach.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people who know show choir and choreography, and they'll give you notes and some suggestions on how to adjust your performance as you get ready for the performance season.
Are junior high kids in the competition realm now, too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think back to my simple box steps, and I had a polo and jeans. Like,
right?
That was our costume.
Yes, and our costume was a t-shirt. It has dramatically changed. I mean, they're getting ready for these upper-level high school performances, so they got to get ready in middle school.
It's like a clinic.
Yes.
Almost. That's cool.
Yes, it was the coolest, but I was just inundated with some really great show choir performances last night. I got, like, the glee feels.
Did you just look across and go, jock?
Yes.
Outcast. Cheerleader.
I see you. No, like the kids were fantastic. They did a wonderful job, but the organizers, my goodness, to have vision to, this is the first time as I was watching it.
Is this the first time?
I thought maybe it was just the first time ever my kid has participated, but they said it was the first time anybody's ever done a clinic like this.
This is great.
It was fantastic, and what a great idea, and how great for the growth of all of these students in music education. Loved it. 10 out of 10. Please
whatever
continue next year.
Your kid is drawn to, if it is a group activity,
yeah,
wholeheartedly recommend. Now, we're both like show choir,
the
theater nerds,
yeah,
the arts, sports, clubs. It's just, it builds character. You learn how to communicate good and, you know, have tough conversations.
Yes.
And the fact that they're starting at that early in junior high, that's fantastic.
And camaraderie and hanging out with kids from different schools, but you all have the same interests, right?
Yeah, I think that's the cool thing too. You kind of, span this divide. It's like, well, we're Linmar, they're Marion, right? Or
right.
We're Jeff, they're Wash.
Well, we go to public school, you go to parochial school. No,
doesn't matter. You all love show choir.
The same things. We're all about the same
That's
age.
Cool.
Very cool.
Awesome. Well, here's you love that. I did not love Echo Valley.
What is that?
Let me back up and step up on the soapbox. Apple, I don't know what you're trying to do as an entertainment company. You have a home run about once in the movie world.
Yes.
Once every 5 years, right? I think F1, that's
totally.
An Apple movie. There was the movie about the woman who could hear in the deaf family.
Oh my gosh, right? That was such a good movie.
And then you do these just random one-offs. Echo Valley had Oscar-winning actress Julianne Moore and Sydney Sweeney.
Wow.
And I'm just desperate for anything to watch last night. I'm still being mindful not to put a toe into Oscar stuff. I'm waiting for Shannon to get home. I'm respecting the relationship. So just pick something. And I watched the trailer. I'm like, okay, it looks like Julianne Moore is mom of a teen or late teen who has a tendency to abuse drugs, but it's fighting back. But then all of a sudden there's a dead body. So it starts to get like there's a mystery.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, I don't know, 7 minutes in and I hate every character.
I'm not rooting for
honestly, what ruined this for me was Marty Supreme.
Oh no.
Because at this point now I want to punch people. I'm like, I can't cheer for you. So I turned it off. I rarely surrender when I'm watching a movie. But I threw my hands up, like, I'm going to go find something else.
Really?
Yeah. So it's going to now sit there in Apple TV, like, resume? I'm like, no.
No.
I have no interest.
No.
I've walked out of one movie once. I was in, like, junior high. So if I sit there, I'm going to have my popcorn. I'm going to watch the... If I have paid for it
right.
in the big screen, I'm going to sit through it.
You're right. That's
Love
an
it or
investment,
hate it.
Right?
But when I said I abandoned a movie, you're like, yeah, I do it. You do it all the time?
For this, I mean, the streaming service
is so easy to do.
Endless options. So, yeah, I will back out of something like, but you know what? This isn't for me.
How much time do you give it?
Probably more than I should. Longer than 7 minutes, I would say.
Because we're
7 minutes is pretty quick.
Basically, Julianne Sweeney dumped somebody, her boyfriend's drugs. Well, of course, now the drug kingpin wants to know where the drugs are because he owes money. So now it's like all of these people are coming after her. Like, I don't like you, and I'm not sympathetic to Sweeney's character.
Yeah.
So I don't care, right? And I'm only 10 minutes into this movie. And if I don't care about the main characters,
yeah.
I am not going to care the rest of the movie. So
kind of hard. And you just had your Marty Supreme experience.
And that's also, I think it was ruined a little bit.
This is all Marty's
Marty
fault.
Supreme!
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Six-year-old girl rescued from a burning apartment building in Cedar Rapids yesterday. Fire department was on the scene, 3700 block of 12th Avenue Southwest, about 11:45 last night. Actually, as you're getting your news this morning from our local TV stations, there was a house fire and an apartment fire, both before midnight, but in the 11 o'clock hour last night.
Jeez.
Both on the southwest side, which I just find very odd.
Okay.
But back to the apartment fire. Crews started searching the building, heard that people were inside. A six-year-old girl was seen inside. She had to be rescued through a window. An elderly woman was also taken to the hospital. The fire was quickly put out, brought under control. There was significant damage to one apartment, a lot of heavy smoke damage as well, which then impacted common areas and two floors of the building caused that fire under investigation. While we're mentioning it, four people displaced from a house fire. That's in the 3000 block of Huxley Lane Southwest. Firefighters arrived. Everybody was out safely. They could see flames in the attic. They put that out. Nobody was hurt, but the family could not go back inside. So that is also under investigation.
Busy night for Cedar Rapids Fire.
Yeah. Moving over, let's get you some sports shorts. Iowa Gymnastics looking to break an attendance record tomorrow, February the 7th. Well, step one, let's beat Nebraska.
Yep.
Step two, though, let's do it with a record crowd. The current attendance record for women's gymnastics at Carver Hawkeye is 3,715 people. So we need 3,700 and let's just say 4,000 people.
Let's go. Yeah.
4,000 is a good round number.
As people who have gone after a world record, you just want to make sure you just smash
it. That event starts tomorrow, Carver Hawkeye. I wrote down 4 o'clock and now I'm doubting myself.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was at 5. So talk amongst just you yourself.
Okay. If you have not been to an Iowa gymnastics meet, they are super, super fun. definitely recommend. The kids get up close. If you have a little one who does gymnastics, you can get super, super close in on the action. They have a wonderful time.
It is 4 o'clock. Hey, I got it right.
Okay.
Thank you for covering. I appreciate it.
No, yeah.
That wraps up the sports shorts. Now on to the feeling all right. Black History Month. We have the African American Museum of Iowa in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Events, things on the agenda. $1 admission on Saturday between 10 and 4. A pop-up exhibit made possible by the NAACP of Cedar Rapids features art from students at a elementary school in Ames highlighting notable Black Americans. Throughout the month of February, there is a leave a book, take a book, book exchange going on, which is great.
That's very cool.
And additional programming a little bit later this month. They've got an author talk coming up. They are going to screen a documentary. You can learn more at blackiowa.org. As we commemorate Black History Month with the African American Museum of Iowa.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, is still missing after being abducted from her home in Tucson, Arizona. This happened last Saturday. It's like we're coming up on a week at this point and really operating off not a lot of leads. Authorities are operating as if she's still alive, and they are now turning to a $50,000 reward for any information leading to her return. They don't have anything else to go off of. There was a security camera that someone said isn't working. You can see that somebody approaches the property over the weekend, but then the security camera was removed and the manufacturer has been unable to recover any of the footage from the camera.
Oh, man.
Like, that is exactly what they need, right?
Yes.
There's so many cameras. Does a neighbor have one? Something to give the police a lead.
I don't know why, but apparently I just saw this on a news station. TMZ has verified the address given in the Bitcoin ransom note, and it's a legit address.
Yes, but they haven't been verified. The police arrest
the notes themselves.
The notes themselves. They arrested one who was, it was a fake. They just wanted to make some Bitcoin or some money off of the thing. So one hopefully is legit. We still don't know at this point. They did find blood on the porch, and that was identified as Nancy's blood, but no other DNA evidence has been found in the home. So that's no lead to go off of either.
What's unfortunate are TV shows like CSI make these things look so easy to solve.
Yes.
And in reality, hey, let's talk about Lyric Cook in Waterloo, Cedar Falls, right?
Yeah.
We still don't know.
Where are the leads?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very quiet right now. So if there is any information, there is a reward tied to that case now. Okay, sometimes it pays to get into the garage, the basement, the attic, and just kind of clean things out a little bit because you never know what you'll find. A friend of Ozzy Osbourne's, his name is Dave.
Of course Ozzy has a friend named Dave.
Ozzy Osbourne's friend, Dave.
In Ozzy's phone, it just said Dave.
Yep, yep. Dave found a tape recently in his attic. And, pops it on and discovers it's a recording of Ozzy jamming. He just got fired from Black Sabbath, and it was labeled Ozzy Last Day. And he's jamming with the future band members of his next project, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, interesting.
And it's the first time nobody has ever heard this recording before. It almost sounds bluesy.
You didn't tell me Dave was British, by the way.
Of course Dave's British.
Now I'm doubly excited.
You got a recording of Dave watching Ozzy and his future bandmates jam together.
There he is. There he is.
It's my friend Ozzy.
That's bluesy.
It's not in like any salvageable condition, but it is kind of cool to find something.
You know, when they put together the big documentary.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like they've done for the Beatles and all those.
46 years old recording.
That'll work its way in.
Moment in history. Okay, we've got Super Bowl Sunday coming up, and I think that we kind of thought we were talking about the famous people that you're going to see in the stands and who everybody's rooting for. And we assumed that Tom Brady would be cheering on the Patriots.
Yeah. So he works for Fox Television and they don't have the game. So nope. He could go as a fan.
He could.
Right.
Yeah. But he's not. Tom Brady's official stance. Would you like to hear?
Yes.
I don't have a dog in the fight on this one. May the best team win. He said, I'm in a different phase of my life. I really root for the people that I care about. The people that I know, the work that goes into what they're trying to accomplish. So I want to sit back as a fan and enjoy the game, enjoy the moment.
thanks. That's what I would expect as a broadcaster. He can't tip his hand. Also, never, ever, ever again say dog in the fight.
Ever.
Ever. Dog in the hunt, right? Makes it cleaner.
It isn't sitting well with his former teammates who he played with.
Oh, sure.
You know, he spent 18 years as a New England Patriot.
Won many a Super Bowl for them.
Exactly. Defensive tackle Vince Wilfork was mad about it.
Patriot for life. That bullcrap.
Yeah, then pick Seattle. Yeah, if you don't think we're going to win, then say it. Say it, Tom. Say it. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Fellow nerds. Welcome to the sixth week
Woo!
Of 2026. Broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. You find those crosshairs, you're going to find the home of Nerd News. I get it. You don't like the fact that the sun goes down before 5 o'clock.
No.
It's been going down that early since November 1st.
It's been getting better as of late, but it's so hard.
So people monitor the official time when it officially switches from before 5 to after 5, and that happened exactly 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
February 4th, as of that date, all sunsets will now be 5 p.m. or later. And again, we've been living in that world since November 1st. We will gain 2 to 3 minutes of daylight every day for the rest of the month of February.
Thank you. I accept.
Working our way towards the spring equinox?
Mm-hmm.
Springtumnal?
Yep.
Whatever it's called.
Springtumnal.
You think I would know
nailed it,
the leader of Nerd News. A massive Swedish study tracking nearly 28,000 people for 25 years found an unexpected link between full-fat dairy, like cheese and cream, and better brain health.
This is good news.
Among adults without a genetic risk for Alzheimer's, eating more full-fat cheese was associated with a noticeably lower risk of developing Alzheimer's. Same with higher cream intake was tied to reduced dementia risk.
Interesting.
Now, when it comes to studies, you have these causations, but then you also have to look at like lifestyle trends.
Uh-huh.
They are very quick to point out these people also live a more robust life. They're exercising. So while there is a connection in the cheese component, they're also not predisposed to other issues that would link back to Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, it does seem counterintuitive because you're supposed to go more low fat. They say, again, it's all in moderation.
Uh-huh.
But this seems to say it's as long as you hit a couple other criteria.
There's some healthy fats.
Healthy fats. And it's for your brain specifically, if you're having a piece of cheese at a Super Bowl party, maybe have two. That's all I'm saying.
It's good for you.
Just remember, though, this is Nerd News. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not giving medical advice.
You know what? I take the medical advice from the things that I like.
I will have three pieces of cheese
based
on that story. Okay, I want you to think about your driver's ed instructor.
Yes.
Now imagine if the streets of Williamsburg were actually pathways on the moon.
Whoa.
As NASA prepares to launch Artemis II, which got bumped back to March, that's a moon-based rocket, researchers at the University of Iowa are tackling a challenge for future astronauts. We're going to have to be able to drive on the moon.
Okay.
Chris Schwartz, director of engineering and modeling research at the University of Iowa Driving Safety Research Institute, say they've developed a lunar rover simulator that he has driven multiple times in a computerized mock-up moonscape. Because it has to simulate a variety of things. The gravity's different.
Yeah.
So if you hit a bump, you're going to feel it, right? Gravity is 1/6 that of Earth. Also, lighting conditions. Depending on where the sun is, dark is darker than what we experience on Earth, and light is blinding. So how do you have
sounds fun.
How do you have a vehicle that can adapt to daylight, nighttime, shadows, bouncing, and still be safe? So they are working on computer models right now at the University of Iowa that then people can sit and experience to prepare them to go to space to drive on the moon.
Wow.
Also, plus just the stability of the ground, right? Like how much rock, how much dust.
Exactly. I'm like,
we don't know what the road conditions are going to be like.
Are they using any gravel? Like, I mean, we did a lot of gravel.
Everything is, well, again, it's all simulation. So whatever they're typing in the computer, pretend like this is a county road mm-hmm. in Williamsburg, I think is probably one of the criteria if they wanted to do that.
I think it's a good idea.
But I love the fact that getting to the moon goes through Iowa City, Iowa.
Heck yeah!
And that's dirt news.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
Officially kicking off today with the opening ceremonies, the Winter Olympics in Italy.
Yeah, with our very own correspondent. He just happens to be in Milan. Our very own Tony Milan.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, good morning, Morning Scramble. Oh, my gosh. It's so good to connect with you.
We're glad that you took some time. You're just getting into town?
Yeah, I got into town earlier today, and you'll have to forgive me. Jet lag is hitting me hard, but yeah, it's so wonderful to be, you know, back home to where my family is originally from.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You trace your ancestry
you didn't know.
Back? No, we did not know.
No, I had
Tell
no idea.
Us more about your family tree.
Oh, it's complicated at best. And I've got a lot of questions myself. And, you know, that's part of this journey. I thought, boy, this is once in a lifetime where my surname, you know, is being hosted at the same, where my family is from. I've got to make the voyage. Yeah.
It's like 23 and Tony. Like, wow.
It's 23 and me, 23 and Tony.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down. That's good.
Should have gotten this segment sponsored. My goodness, I didn't realize.
What would you say the general buzz is around the town right now with all of these athletes and, I guess, fans of the Olympics? Like, paint the picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I didn't come here just as a spectator, okay? I have goals. And there are really three reasons that kind of like encompass why I'm here.
Number one.
You want to hear those?
Yeah.
Number one, food.
Okay? Oh, for sure. Yeah,
I'm a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's the most authentic experience you can get. There was an Olive Garden at the airport when I got off. Had to stop. Delicious. Okay? Nothing's ever tasted. Okay? I'm looking, you know, sometimes it's a lot of pressure. I'm looking like, do I eat pizza three times a day? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just following local customs, you know? The second reason that I'm here, fashion. Listen, people are always complimenting me on my clothes. And I thought, I have to go to the capital of fashion.
Are you hoping to set some trends or bring some trends back to Iowa?
What's your goal with fashion? Yeah.
Oh, well, a little bit of both. A little bit of both, to be honest. You would not believe what they're doing with jeans and scarves over here. Okay. It's unreal. Okay. Listen, it's going to take a couple years to get to the Midwest. But buckle up, okay? All I can say is layers.
Right.
Okay?
Will you be trying to bring over your favorite fashions? I know the sleeveless tank, the sleeveless tee. Is that something you're going to try to spread to Milan?
Yes, it is. Yep, I'm going sleeveless.
During the Winter
whole trip
Olympics,
that I'm
guys.
Here.
Wow.
Well, yeah. That's the other thing, is that there's a lot of very puffy coats. Very puffy. I don't know what the down count is for these coats. Mm-hmm. They look very comfortable, but yeah, I'm getting a lot of looks and comments. I don't speak the language. I can speak it casually, but it does make me curious what they're saying. I'm sure it's very complimentary about my tank top though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So food and fashion, and then Tony, what is your third goal as you visit? Well, Claire wants it to start with an F.
Well, of course. You know me, Claire. I love alliteration. Of course it starts with an F. Fanatico. That's what I mean. Sometimes I dip in and out of English and Italian.
Fanatico.
Just fan. Fanatico. I'm a fan of sports. And what a better place to be than right here, the home of the Winter Olympics. So, just trying to immerse myself into all the games that are happening right now, all the athletes. Yeah.
What events are you most looking forward to spectating?
Oh, gosh. Listen, I don't discriminate when it comes to the Winter Olympics. My goal is to not miss anything. I know that sounds challenging. I know. But yeah, I really am interested in that. Also, I have hopes of walking on as a competitor.
In what category? In what competition?
You guys know that I have trained extensively as a figure skater, and I'm hoping that I can, that there's an opportunity for me to make an appearance. I really feel like that'd make a good Disney movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, yes, like a men's short program.
Yep.
A man who seeks to find his heritage in the town that matches his surname and is then tapped on the shoulder to actually compete for America. And then, of course, I assume America, and then hopefully win gold. That's got Disney written all over it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Worst case, I'm willing to settle for a coaching opportunity. You know that I'm very skilled at mental conditioning.
That's
and I'm hoping
true.
That I can find... Yeah, like an underdog that needs some hype. So it's possible that if you see someone that struggles in the preliminaries and they end up winning the gold, I want you to ask yourself, maybe Tony Milan helped them.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Kind of like a Jamaican bobsled team thing.
And you're John Candy.
Exactly.
Got
yes.
it. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
A sleeveless John Candy. I've got it. I've got the picture.
Yes.
Well, we don't want to keep you too much longer because I know the opening ceremonies are coming up because you're many hours ahead of us. So you're probably just hours away from the opening ceremonies.
Yes, I am hours ahead of you. Yep, it's afternoon here. And I don't know. There's just a lot of excitement, a lot of passion going on right now. And I hope that, if you tune in, watch for me. I'll be the guy that's sleeveless.
Okay. Just look for the sleeveless guy.
Okay.
In the throng of thousands upon thousands. But you'll stick out, which is great.
That's nice.
It's been a minute since we've seen you. Do you still have your mustache?
Oh, yeah. It's seasonal for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, the mustache is going strong right now.
Wonderful. Yes. Good. Okay. Sleeveless mustachioed man. He'll be waving at the opening ceremonies. This is exciting.
I'm glad you're excited. I'm super excited.
Well, glad to hear it.
By the way, are you still in the airport?
No, I was in a cafe and I ducked out because I wanted to find a quiet little spot. This is just an adorable little bookstore that I'm in. And, I'm hoping to find some text that I can carry with me. I think books look cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you're wearing the jeans and the scarves and the sleeveless shirt, all you can do is carry a book. It just completes the look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We won't have this trend for years in the Midwest.
No.
But he will be. That'll be the fashion trend on the streets of Milan.
Yeah.
Making it possible, our very own Tony Milan, Claire.
This is incredible. Tony, thank you for sharing just a little bit of your journey to Milan with us. This is incredible access.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Go team.
Go team. USA!
Yes.
USA!
USA!
USA! USA!
Shh, you're in a bookstore. USA! Woo! Okay, we'll let him get back to finding text to complete his outfit. That is our correspondent. The namesake of Milan, Tony Milano.
Wow.
Limited opportunity, but we got him. We
Amazing.
Got him. Amazing. A update from the Winter Olympics, only here on the Morning Scramble.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
It's only use. It's the Wheel of Useless Knowledge. That's what it was built to do. Give us useless knowledge. Well, give us a number to get you to a pile of useless knowledge.
Give it a spin then. Give me a number so I can give you something useless.
So you're telling me to be useful?
Be useful and let's get to the useless.
I see how it is.
Maybe somebody will find purpose.
That's a general statement.
Maybe.
I let that go all the way.
You did.
One.
Number one. You remember the book from your childhood, Where the Wild Things Are?
Loved it.
Yeah. Maurice Sendak.
Yeah.
Wrote.
The story of Max.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The king. He had this concept. It was originally going to be Where the Wild Horses Are. But Maurice Sendak was the author as well as the illustrator. And he realized he could not draw horses. So he changed it to Where the Wild Things Are.
Because when you make it a wild thing, it can be anything you want it to be.
Exactly. Doesn't have to look like a horse.
No. In fact, none of the monsters do they?
Nope.
Horses are hard to draw.
They are.
That's a useless knowledge fact right there, by the way.
Horses are hard to draw.
Four, by the way.
Number four. James Smithson. That is the man who donated the money that got us the famous Smithsonian Museum.
From Mr. Smithson.
James Smithson.
Gets us the Smithsonian.
He was British and never visited America.
He didn't?
So no one knows why he gave this country his fortune when he died to build the Smithsonian Museum.
Did he leave a note?
No, there's no notes.
Nothing?
It's just a mystery. But thank you, because what a museum. Right? Isn't that weird?
No kidding. Mr. Smithson.
Mr. Smithson and the Smithsonian Institute.
I'm going to let it go around.
One more?
And stop. Six.
Number six. Ducks make a quack, right?
Quack.
They have different duck quack accents.
They do not.
Based on where they're from.
Get out of here.
Yeah, quack sense. Quack. Yes, basically.
So a southern duck.
A southern duck. Quack. Like he's got molasses coming out of his bill.
My bill's a little slow. I'm a southern duck. Quack, quack. But what if they're from the north, though?
Oh.
Quack, 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 quack. And then what if they're from Boston? You know, what are they going to do?
Quack,
they're just going to quack.
Exactly.
Hey, say hi to your mom duck for me.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, hey, six again, please.
Again?
Yeah.
I got to go back to
it's
six.
It's a daily double. Give me another six.
Scientists in Antarctica. Oh, geez, this is dark. A scientist in Antarctica murdered one of his coworkers.
Whoa, what?
Well, he kept spoiling the ends of books that he wanted to read. It's the first ever attempted murder in Antarctica. So the good news is he wasn't successful.
Well, I guess you have limited entertainment, right?
And limited people. So it's probably not just that he kept spoiling the ends of the books. It was probably the other things, right?
I'm sick of seeing your face every day, man.
Every day, the same person.
Sick of your mug.
Reports also say that maybe there was some alcohol involved. Maybe that kind of led probably to some poor decision making.
I would have just locked him outside. Let nature take its course.
That probably would have done it.
Walruses get them.
Jeez!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.